The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.
Hey, big surprise to us, but this episode turned into a real-life training session on frustration proving yourself, and an opportunity came along for you, yes, you listener, to win a mystery prize. Welcome to the podcast where it's all about living your love story and making your life a story where love wins. My name is Sienna.
And my name is Toast. We're married and we've been partners in life, love, and music since 2001, over 20 years. On this show, we share our life as an Asian American lesbian couple.
Some of our favorite topics are positive spirituality, holistic health, sometimes cats,
lesbian alert,
and other things we hope are entertaining, uplifting, and helpful for living your love story.
So here we go. Welcome to our home studio in the Pacific Northwest.
Welcome, everyone.
Have a seat or keep taking your walk or cleaning your house or doing your dishes or driving to work or whatever you're doing.
Bear the Cat is here with us today in studio, and both Toast and I are ready for you. We are both caffeinated, and we are here for you.
Now, we are going to get onto the topic of frustration-proofing ourselves and frustration-proofing our lives, but
yes,
we just want to kind of set the scene because we don't want to make this conversation full of frustration. So we'll just have you imagine that you've been looking forward all week to going to a bakery that is a four-time winner of
the Cupcake Wars.
Dun, dun, dun. And then you went into the bakery and you picked up some good stuff, and because that's what we just did.
We did that.
We've been looking forward to this all week.
Yeah.
And before we recorded the podcast, we thought, hey, let's
just go now.
Let's do this.
Let's do that. So what's so amazing about Kira's Bake Shop, which is the name of this amazing place, and as Toast said, winner of Cupcake Wars, four-time winner, is that they are all gluten-free. And not only that, they also do vegan items. They also do dairy-free items. So it's really great for a person, especially someone who has a lot of sensitivities and allergies. And their stuff is so good. It's so good.
Like, I mean, they did win four times.
Delicious. Like, amazing. And we're not exaggerating. Toast just had half a slice of cheesecake. It was strawberry top and a little drizzle of chocolate.
But I was there for the strawberry.
Yeah. And she just had half of that. And the reason why she had half is because she was just exercising control. Because you said, I could have eaten it all.
But in the long term, I thought it's better for me not to eat it all in one sitting.
And that's how Toast is. She's very disciplined.
Well,
for certain things.
I think I'm moderately disciplined. Yeah, anyway.
For certain things. Especially when it comes to food. Well, except for popcorn.
Yeah, when popcorn's on the table,
all bets are off. Just watch out.
No, and then I regret it afterwards. Then I'm like, oh my gosh, I ate that whole bowl.
But it's more mental regret, right? It's not like a physical, like, I feel horrible. Like, my stomach feels
sometimes.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Anyways, and on
not a big deal. Nobody, don't feel any sorry for me, okay? Okay.
And
anyways,
I had
what did you have?
A whole entire cinnamon roll. Sure, I could have had half.
It wasn't
and been in solidarity with Toast, but no, I decided I am going to eat this whole thing.
Well,
slowly,
first of all,
but surely
this cinnamon roll—it's not enormous. It's not like a Cinnabon kind of.
No, it's not a giant.
It's not a giant cinnamon roll,
but
it's a very sensibly sized cinnamon roll versus the slice of cheesecake that was on
my
plate.
It was hefty.
It was pretty.
It was pretty hefty.
Yeah,
but the cinnamon roll is so good.
These cinnamon rolls are—they're on the fluffier, lighter side.
Fluffy. If you know King's Hawaiian Bakery, they're known for their sweet rolls. And if you've ever had those, it was kind of like that sweet bread texture. So it was fluffy cinnamon rolls. It wasn't thuddy, heavy, chewy cinnamon rolls, even though those are great too. But I loved the fluffiness of these cinnamon rolls. So good. Just, oh my God. And I think cinnamon rolls are one of my favorite go-to items.
So now that you have the full picture, dear listener, we hope you can enjoy the rest of this episode. We're going to
Wait.
What?
I need to just say.
Oh.
So if you live in Portland, Oregon, you have to go to Kira's Bake Shop.
Oh, you have
to. Try the cinnamon roll, but also try their strawberry cream donut. Now, when you hear the name of that dessert, it sounds like there's strawberry cream filling in the donut. It's not. It's just a strawberry donut.
Oh.
With like a pink, yummy glaze on it.
So the actual dough is strawberry flavored, like it's a strawberry flavored cake donut? Mm-hmm. Okay, I didn't even know that.
With like a frosting that has strawberry also. Oh,
okay.
But it's not, it doesn't have a filling, you know?
Didn't know that.
But it was fantastic. And if they had that today, I would have chosen that. But they didn't.
And that's why we'll be back. And
all right.
Right after this, we'll be back with frustration proofing ourselves.
Okay, so the idea for this topic came up when we were talking about how people tend to give up a little too easily these days.
Ooh, these days.
You know, giving up. And I think, too, a lot of it has to do with the fact that everything is at our fingertips, literally and figuratively. Mm-hmm. You know, you feel sad. Jump on social media and look at cute cat videos for an hour. Like there's something, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't want to go out and get food. Just order it from DoorDash. Mm-hmm. Not going to get it. Just order your, you know, it's like everything you can get from your phone.
It's really incredible when you think of like the, I guess before phones, right? Like, when you wanted to go see a movie, you had to go look up when it was showing.
Yes.
In the newspaper.
Newspaper. Yep.
And you had to plan around that. And then after that, it's like, okay, you could look it up online, but you had to go online to see when was it showing.
Mm-hmm. And then are you going to the 11 a.m., the 1 p.m.,
right.
The 3:30 p.m.? Like you couldn't just, whenever, we'll just sit on the couch and press go and watch it.
Because now everything, you want to see a movie or a TV show, it's just on demand. Whenever you want.
On demand.
On demand.
Same thing that is a problem,
with
right?
With music.
Things are so on demand.
Same thing with information.
Yep.
Everything on the internet, including podcasts. Like you can find a podcast on any freaking topic.
Any topic.
Same thing with books. You can just get the ebook, the audiobook, boom. Mm-hmm.
And what does it mean when something is on demand? It means that when you have a want, you satisfy it with something on demand and you get used to how quickly that can happen. And then when there are times when something doesn't go quite your way, there is no on-demand solution, you get a little frustrated, then you get more frustrated. Possibly because you're just so used to getting things on demand. So how do you deal with that frustration? How do you deal with that frustration? I think that's why we give up so easily. Maybe not so easily,
or maybe
but
not,
more easily. More easily. It's like, oh, never mind. I'll do it later.
Or I just feel, I think I've noticed I will feel annoyed. Like if I, even if I'm not giving
quickly
up.
Quickly annoyed, yes.
If I'm not giving up, the fact that I can't give up because like it's my job and I need to do this thing. Mm-hmm. But then I'll just have a bad attitude for longer. And just just be annoyed and be like, why do I have to do this? Like, why do they keep changing the software? So now I have to relearn it. You know, that kind of thing.
And it has to
just
do
being
with
a whiny little bitch.
And that's why this on-demand kind of culture, it sets us up to have these expectations.
That's the word. Expectations.
Right. And when you have that, when you do bump up against something that's just takes a little more of you. It takes a little longer. It takes more of you.
And it's not on your demand.
Yeah.
Nope. Not on your demand.
It's not within your control. It's not with, you can get all crazy.
Crazy.
You can get crazy. And that's why we thought, you know, this might be a good topic to talk about with all of you, because I think we have some helpful tips.
We can all relate to this.
Because we were, okay, you know, we were born at a good time where we had the before the on-demand living, and now we're in the on-demand living. But we had the before.
You know,
we had the just go outside, play with sticks times. We had the
jacks,
you know, jacks.
Jump rope.
You had to just make a fort. You know, you didn't have all the three different lessons after school that you had to go to, you know. Music lessons, ballet, swimming. You didn't have all of that going
these
on at the same time.
Right? These are kids that you're aware of. Because I don't know who these kids
are. Like, they have a lot of activities.
I've heard of it.
We did not have that. Did you have that? We just had after school care, like, for working parents, you know? And then eventually.
And not even that, really.
Eventually, then you just walked home with the key, the latchkey
kids.
The bus
dropped you off and you walked home and.
Yeah. Anyways, so we know what we're talking about here. Frustration tolerance. We know
we
how to tolerate
about
frustration.
Things. Wait a minute. Are we qualified? Because we sound frustrated. Okay. We're just sharing. But yeah, that's a whole nother topic.
It is
a whole other topic. If I think about it for more than a moment, I can actually start to tear up at realizing the time in history that we just happen to be born at, and the gift of experiencing, you know, the before times and the transition. And, but that's
anyways,
another topic.
Okay, so let's just circle
back into this topic.
Let's just reel it in
come
for a moment. And so what we are actually talking about, if you've hung in there to this point, what we're actually talking about is building our ability to handle situations that cause discomfort. So building our ability to handle uncomfortable situations.
And what is not said there is to handle them in a way that feels good.
Yeah.
Because you're going to handle them one way or another.
Right.
But let's try and handle them in a way that feels respectable.
Mm-hmm.
And somewhat dignified and grown up.
Yes. So we are talking about uncomfortable situations as well as it going the next step of being frustrating.
Okay.
You know,
right.
Sometimes things can be uncomfortable, but not quite frustrating. But it's just like, oh, I'm so uncomfortable about this versus like, oh, my God, this is so frustrating. So there's levels, right?
See, this
there's
should
levels.
Be a video videocast because
but
you,
it really
you should have seen your
did
face.
I,
oh my God!
But we have to handle ourselves, you know. We have to self-soothe. We have to like be aware. Like, okay, yeah, I'm really uncomfortable right now. Okay, yeah, you know what? I am so effing frustrated. Like, just even knowing, like, what am I? How am I feeling? Versus just kind of going through this fog of spin out and not really knowing what happened. Mm-hmm. Was I frustrated?
Okay. So here we go. Let's go with the tips here.
Oh yeah, okay.
See, this is why we don't drink alcohol
let's give some examples of what we mean by like, I mean, everyone knows what an uncomfortable situation is or when you're frustrated, but let's give some examples. Do you want to just give one and then I'll give one?
So two examples have come to mind. One I already mentioned, which is learning new software or software updates. And that's, I guess, the old-fashioned.
That's frustrating.
Old-fashioned part of me is like, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. It's like, but no, they have to update the software.
Yeah.
You know, or they have to sell you the new version. And if you don't at least somewhat keep up with the times, your computer or your machine will stop working.
Yeah.
And you will not be able to do commerce and connection with the world as it is now, right? Mm-hmm. You have to keep updating. So
would you say that's frustrating on the level of
It can be frustrating when I focus especially on that aspect of like, was this really necessary? No, it wasn't really. But anyway, okay. So that's one level. And I guess something related to that is just tech issues. You know, when after you
that's
update. Because now, for example, as we record this, for too many weeks now, my Final Cut Pro is not even be able to launch. And thank God.
Is that still going on?
That's still going on.
That's been a long time.
And obviously if I absolutely needed it to work for some reason, I would have, you know, spent the time required to resolve this issue. But just the fact that software tech issues. Okay, so that's one. And then the other example is more like artsy fartsy
but it's also frustrating.
It was an experience. Yeah, it came to mind when you brought up the topic of frustration because this example is about my decision to improve my cursive handwriting.
Which people are probably thinking like, "Wow, you can,
like some people do crafts."
Yeah.
But I decided that instead of crafts or another hobby, I'm just going to try and improve my cursive handwriting because I did have a realization that it was really, really bad.
Oh my gosh. You know what? Well, you know what? It's gotten so much better.
Because
it looks very beautiful. Very beautiful.
Thank you.
With the long curved stroke.
There's more opportunity for improvement, which I hope to do. But yeah, I worked at it and it paid off.
Speaking of cursive writing.
Script. Yeah.
I'm really shocked. This is so off topic, but just very quickly. Toast and I recently learned, maybe not recently, maybe in like the, 6 months ago.
Within the past year. Yeah.
We learned that most kids in school these days are not learning cursive.
They're not learning how to write in script.
And the reason it came up was because we were told, oh, we got your thank you card, but the kids couldn't read it because it was in cursive. And I was shocked. I was like, what?
The kids nowadays aren't learning cursive handwriting.
But why do away with that? Like, are they going to be able to sign their signature?
That's okay. So
I don't understand. I mean, and again, we haven't researched this. So this is just coming.
It's anecdotal. Yeah. But we know of at least two families verified that their children who are now in grade school and high school.
And one in high school, yeah. Or two in high school.
Yeah, they have not learned to write in cursive in school. So it does make me wonder, can they read it?
But if you don't learn it, how can you?
Well, I think there is a difference in being able to read it and being able to write it. Just like being able to speak a language versus understand a language. There's a difference.
You just copy it.
No, but that takes motor skills. That's why I have to practice to improve my cursive handwriting. Anyway.
Anyways, and then when I look at cursive.
How are they going to sign their name?
Yeah.
And who's going to be left to read historical documents?
Yeah.
Is that going to become like reading?
No one can read it. They're going to need a translator.
Ancient Greek or something.
I don't know. Anyways, we sound frustrated. We're not. It's just shocking.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Back to the topic. So Toast, you shared that. So here's an example of just, you know, recently what we were going through where I was really frustrated. And it has to do with our cat Bear. Bear gained weight I noticed that after a certain period, he started to gain weight and it didn't seem like it was from his food or anything significant like that, but he had gained weight. And on one of his last vet visits, they said, you know, he should lose a few pounds. So I went through all of his food. I painstakingly went through every morsel that this little guy eats and tracked all the calories. Then I created a firm, because he's never been such a food cat, like food motivated cat, but he became one. And so we never really
he became one and then gained weight.
Yes.
Okay.
But we never really had to worry, or so I thought, about like, you know, if we were feeding him too much, because he was able to regulate himself.
Until he wasn't.
Until he wasn't. But it didn't seem like he was eating so much.
Okay.
However, when I went through all his calories, I was like, oh gosh, yeah, he's eating a lot.
Okay.
So I reduced it. I created different diets. I created, okay, week one, week two, week three, week four. How do we lessen his calories?
Gradually.
So we can do it gradually. Yeah. What foods are higher in calories? So I went through the whole thing. And then through it all, he lost like 1 pound.
Over months.
Over months.
Like we tracked
this. And this was
thing.
Constantly. Yeah. Lessening his calories, and then keep, you know, and then always hovering about like point, what is this, like point,
like between, whatever,
like ounces, like
1 pound,
ounces,
like, yeah, like half,
like
a
half
pound,
an ounce,
right?
I mean, yeah, half a pound. And so it's like, and that was frustrating because how much work and how tedious you need to be about like the calories, and when you switch a food, how much calories does that have? If you're giving half a can, what are you doing? And if he ate it all or didn't eat it all, and then him crying because he's going, what happened? I normally get this other thing, but I'm not getting it. So that was frustrating. That was really frustrating. And I know we sort of fell off the wagon, but then
sort of gave up.
We hung in there for many months, like almost a year, because he had his dental. Yeah. Really did. We lasted for over a year because he had a dental. Last year was October. So we were doing this for over a year. And then finally, I decided to have him checked by a different kind of cat health expert. Mm-hmm. And she was able to discern that he was suffering from heavy metal toxification and some liver issues due to a rabies vaccine that he got. And when I look back, that is when he started to gain weight, was after the rabies vaccine. Mm-hmm. So anyways, all this to say.
So we're dealing with those things now.
We are dealing with it. There are, you know, there are reasons for this weight thing, but you know, like it's hard. It's hard, especially when it's your cat and you care about your cat so much. But anyways, so we did hang in there. We did hang in there.
And I think this is a good example of the frustration came from the fact that the expectation is
he's going to lose
that
weight.
If you do all this work,
yeah, and it's going to work.
Yeah,
he's going to lose weight.
Then the cat's going to lose weight because of reducing the calories. Mm-hmm. And that's the reasonable expectation.
Yeah.
And then when that doesn't happen, you get frustrated.
Then you get all nuts. Yep.
Yeah.
But if we didn't hang in there, mm-hmm. because we still, even though it was, you know, it was stressful, if we didn't hang in there and remember that, okay, why are we even doing this? We are doing this to get him healthier. And even the steps we're taking, it's getting him healthier.
Okay.
By narrowing his, you know, changing his proteins, but making sure. Anyways, so even doing it for that reason was good. Remembering the why of doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
To not stay frustrated.
And.
Yeah.
You were a good enough and a reasonable, smart enough pet parent to, after 1 year, I didn't realize it was a year. So after 1 year.
It was over a year.
Say, you know, this ain't working. It's just not working. So we need to change.
We need to change what we're doing.
So I'm going to seek out a different point of view. I'm going to seek out a different consultant expert person.
Mm-hmm.
And thank God you did.
Yep. And he's doing great.
And that person came in and gave us a different set of expectations.
Yes.
And said, oh, you know, it actually makes sense. Like, this is why this is happening. Mm-hmm. Here's the new set of expectations.
Yeah.
And hopefully, I would imagine, like, that new set of expectations shifted the presence of frustration level.
Yes. But I will say, his new protocol presented some frustrating feelings.
Oh, jeez.
Well, because it's like, oh, he doesn't like this supplement. Oh, my God, how am I going to get him to eat it? I'll never get him to eat it. Oh, my God, I already bought it. Okay, how am I going to do this routine? So which supplement am I going to put in what? How do I make it so he doesn't
taste it? Okay, this episode is starting to feel frustrating.
Anyways, but it's just about how do you push through these things? So let's get to the tips like you wanted to about half an hour ago, Toast.
Okay.
So one thing you can do is you can create your own transition statement. Okay, so this, I know, you're going to think it's corny.
A script.
Yeah, you're going to think it's corny. So, and it is, but it works for some people. So, you know, having a transition statement from the moment you start feeling frustrated, when thought distortions come in, thought distortion would be something like, oh my God, Bear's never going to lose any weight. Why am I even going through all of this trouble? That's a thought distortion. It's thinking
bullshit.
That isn't based on fact. Yeah. So once those start coming in, being able to acknowledge that you're frustrated in that moment, but creating a statement that helps you to accept it and just move on. Move on. It's like one thing you could say is like, oh, well, but you know, I know this is what it takes. So I'm going to stick with it because I want Bear to be healthy. You know, you could do a general one if you don't want to like create different ones for each situation.
Yeah.
So what would a general one be?
Well, one that I've heard is this is what it looks like when we're in process.
Yeah.
This is what it feels like.
This is what it looks like when it's all coming together.
And this is what it feels like
when
we're in process.
Yes.
It's just how it is. Another one that I like that Sienna hates.
A script?
Yes.
Okay.
But I like it.
Do I hate
it? It works for me.
Okay.
Is I tell myself to lower your standards. Just lower your standards. Temporarily. So you don't have to get so worked up, Sienna.
I'm sitting here not saying a thing.
But I literally, that's what I tell myself. Because when I realize, like with the cursive handwriting, like I'm sitting down, I'm like, I want it to look nicer. It looks really bad. And I'm trying to write nicely. It's not coming out nice.
Mm-hmm.
And I realize if I want it to come out nice, I really have to force myself to write really slow.
Mm.
Like I'm in kindergarten. Like write really slow. That's the only way it's going to come out nice. And in order, it was surprisingly difficult just to do that.
Hmm.
And the way I got myself to do it, it was like, just lower your standards.
Mm.
You know?
Like you're not going to be able to do it so beautifully right away.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
well, that's like,
there's a saying I've heard that slow is smooth and smooth is fast.
Mm.
So that's kind of just the path you have to take. If you want to raise your standards, you have to temporarily lower them.
So you're saying, yeah, and that's the operative word, right? Temporarily.
Yes.
Lower your standards.
But you have to, I feel much better and I feel the frustration level going down when I manage to accept the lowered standards in the moment. Just be okay with that, knowing that that is the path that's going to take me to where I want to go.
And that's kind of like teeny tiny goals.
Exactly. Yes.
That's
yes.
Teeny tiny goals. And it's also, our other tip here is also that we mentioned earlier, having compassion for yourself. Because temporarily lowering your own expectations is being compassionate.
Yeah.
Really, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay,
changing your expectations. Don't expect it to be.
You're
going to
be able
so
to do
great.
This. Just take it, you know, it's going to take a little longer, but it's okay. You're going to get there. So there's that. Another tip is to remember the why, you know. So for Bear, it was like, okay, why are we doing all of this? Jesus. It's to help him feel lighter, healthier, happier.
Mm.
All of those things, right? We want him to live a nice, long, healthy life. And so those are some ways to help when you're having those frustrating thoughts coming in. Instead of just giving up, when you're uncomfortable, instead of just giving up because it's like, oh, never mind, just really have your statement ready. This is what it looks like as it's coming together. I'm going to stick with it. Remembering your why. You know what? I really want to do this. I know it's so hard right now. I really want to do this. I'm going to stick with it because this means something to me. And I'm going to just work hard and I will get there. I will take baby steps and I will get there. And then also lowering your own expectations temporarily.
Yeah, so you lower the bar.
Smaller goals so that you can eventually get there.
Eventually.
Eventually.
But yeah, don't.
And then you're going to feel so proud of yourself. And as you stick with it, pat yourself on the back. Like every step of the way, feel proud that you're sticking with it because you are growing.
Yes.
When you're uncomfortable, you are growing. Because a lot of times the discomfort comes from being in a situation that you don't know.
And what's kind of neat, what I like is that magic moment when you accept the discomfort, which then instantaneously transforms into not uncomfortable anymore. It's fine.
I know.
Once you accept it, it's not uncomfortable anymore.
Acceptance is huge. We have to talk about acceptance next time. On another podcast.
Okay.
I mean, it sounds so simple, but...
But we spend our lives trying to do it.
We spend our...
Especially in this climate, like, you know, in this... So, are you spitting on yourself?
I'm all excited,
so excited
about it.
Starting to drool.
But yeah, acceptance. It's like... It's
you
not
know what?
Well,
what's interesting is that our culture, see, now we are really getting into another whole topic because our culture.
I'm going to write it down.
Is, I think it confuses acceptance with
resignation,
failure. Like, don't accept anything less than blah, blah. You know, it's. Anyway, okay, I'm going off. We have to wrap this up. This episode was about frustration
or
proving
think,
ourselves.
Yeah. Or people think acceptance is giving up.
And in a way, it is.
It's surrendering, but in a
surrendering.
Beautiful...
Exactly. It's like you're the loser
But in a beautiful
surrender.
Way. But in a beautiful way.
That's what our culture... That's what I wish our culture would get more. Anyway. Okay. Thanks for joining us. Hope you... You know what? If you stuck through this
episode... I hope no one
episode,
was frustrated in this episode going, what are they talking about?
Yeah, it was a trick.
This is a test.
This whole episode was a trick to have you practice on frustration proofing yourselves with annoying podcast episodes.
And if you've got all the way to the end here and you're hearing us right now, if you got to the end, direct message us on Instagram, Sienna and Toast, at Sienna and Toast. Do you hear, Bear? At CNN Toast, direct message us and
slide into our DMs. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, the kids say slide into the DMs. I don't know if they still say that. And just say the code word is donut. So just direct message us donut. And we know you got
and we will
all the way to the end.
Either spelling of that word.
Yeah, and then we will see, we will pick a winner of people who, yeah.
Okay.
We don't know what the prize
yeah,
is.
Yeah, we're just, you don't know what
but
we're
we will,
doing.
But you will win something, okay? So direct message us if you got this far and frustration didn't get you down.
Or even if it did.
Yeah, but
right?
They stayed.
But you just
but
have
frustration
to text.
Didn't get them down, didn't make them give up and turn it off. All right.
Okay.
Code word donut, direct message us at Sienna and Toast on Instagram.
See you there. Rate and review the podcast. Support your friendly neighborhood lesbians. And damn it. Live your love story.
Hello, I'm Dr. Stephen Farber, and I am an author, teacher, psychotherapist, and shamanic practitioner. On my podcast, Healing for Your Soul, I welcome some amazing guests and introduce you to some healing techniques like earth magic, working with nature and animals, and really getting to the heart of what is keeping you stuck. I want to help you deepen your spirituality and let go of blocks that are holding you back. Let me help you in this journey called life. Part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network, subscribe and follow wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.